Hey everybody, welcome back to the Family Mart Podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jay. Welcome back.
Thank you guys for tuning in to episode number 21. Jay, how are you, bro?
It's episode 20.
Oh. How are you, Jay?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. You have been busy these past few days.
I have a busy man. With a plan.
What have you been doing?
Finally getting started on a personal project that has been in my mind for quite a while.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
What you been doing, though? You want to talk about specifics here?
Do we want to talk about specifics? I guess so. I'm just starting a personal project where it's just putting some clothes out. Putting some ideas out.
You want to give out the name?
Yeah. I think this is fucking up. It's Negative Plus.
Negative Plus.
Negative Plus, the name of the next project I'm working on.
Any ideas for release right now? We did shake on you talking about the release, on the pod.
A release date?
Yeah.
I think to give myself some room, I'm going to go with February 8th.
February 8th.
And it might be earlier than that.
Nice. Nice to set yourself up a little further and then to deliver a little bit earlier.
Yeah. We got to fuck up expectations.
So February 8th is when people should be expecting something new from Jay. Maybe if you're watching the YouTube version, you can see something on his head.
I got the hat on.
A little hint there. I don't know how much Jay wants to give out, but that's what Jay's been up to. Anything else you've been up to? Anything that you've come across these past few days where you learned a big lesson?
A big lesson. I am really patient, and it's only when I start to rush into things that I start to fuck up. So you take your time, do your research.
Patience. Okay.
Patience is cool.
Nice. Have you been enjoying the process these past few days?
Yeah, the process is fun. Like, I've been receiving some of the product, and I've been doing a lot of ideas for marketing or branding or whatever, and it's fun. I love the process of it. It gets frustrating, but then like when I actually got to see the product just yesterday, it like made it all worth it.
Nice.
Lit up my day.
Cool.
Lit up
this
room.
Yeah, we're fucking lit up right now. Jay just got some new lights for taking product shots, and we're using them in my room right now. You can't, I mean, I would interview the lights, but they look like they're working right now.
They would say it's lit.
So it looks nice on the YouTube. If you're not watching us on YouTube, you might need to, because you're missing out on some nice digging in my pants action.
Yeah, this dude stays digging in his pants. But that's normal. That's like every day.
I think it's because I always cross my legs, so that's why my underwear gets all, you know, panties in a bunch, if you will.
I used to wear, actually I'm wearing boxers right now, but like you're always like, yo, doesn't it get all in a bunch?
And no. It does, no.
But you wear the
Boxer briefs,
and those still ride up. So like, what's the big deal here?
I feel you. When you pull up your pants with boxers, it does get scrunchy, but it's harder to take out. I mean, so they both get scrunchy when you pull them up, like boxers and boxer briefs, right? They both ride up. But it's easier to pull down the boxer briefs than the boxers.
Okay.
Because the boxers, it's kind of like you're pulling down a shirt. With the boxer briefs, it's like you're pulling down a slimmer shirt.
I can agree. Yeah. You're always tucking in your shirt anyway.
Tucking in your shirt. Let me just say this for the people
PSA.
Who don't know. PSA real quick. For my people who don't know and didn't grow up with parents that cared about them. Let me tell you something. When it's cold outside, you need to tuck your shirt in to not let any cold air enter your clothing and to hit your body and to make you cold and to ultimately get you sick.
I feel attacked.
So to combat that, you wear an undershirt under all your shit and you tuck in your shit to prevent from, you know, getting cold.
It's a nice countermeasure. It doesn't look that great, but I get the idea.
But the point is, you have to wear an undershirt under your actual shirt or sweater or whatever you're wearing on top of it, so it doesn't look like you're tucking in your entire outfit.
I don't like feeling constricted.
You feel constricted?
Yeah, I feel constricted when I do that. That's why I like to wear like looser clothing.
Mm. You don't feel like looser clothing makes you less agile?
I never really thought about that.
It can get caught up. Like, I can use your shirt to choke you with.
Yeah, that's true. That's like fucked up.
Like, I can use the extra garment that you have to, like, put you in a show. shout out to my people rolling out there.
Actually, hold on. I think I'm more agile with loose clothing. Yeah, I can get caught on stuff, but, like, my range of movement.
But I guess I see it like this. When you wear big clothes, you're pretty much just wearing a gi.
Oh.
You know? So if, like...
You're going to hold my collar and drag me
Yeah,
down.
Pretty much. You ever seen anybody get choked with their shirt?
It sounds intense.
Yeah, it's fucking funny.
Fuck, man, it's 100% cotton.
I'm gonna get choked.
Feels good.
Let's talk about something that I want to talk about.
Okay, go ahead. What?
I don't have anything.
Oh, I thought you were gonna talk. Well, do you want to talk about coming back this week?
Oh, sure. I'm gonna make my comeback to you. Even after I put it on Instagram and Twitter that I was coming back to YouTube, I kind of regretted it because it's like, it's not even a big deal that I took a break from YouTube and I'm coming back. I'm making it seem like I'm making my appearance back on a TV show.
Oh, I feel you.
You know? Even though my YouTube channel, it essentially is a TV show. Everybody's YouTube channel is a TV show.
I think that's just you feeling like you ain't shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, who am I to say that I'm coming back? Like, I was only gone for 3 weeks, and it's not like people were fucking starving while I was gone.
Yo, you never know.
I mean, yeah, I did see a few comments on my Instagram that were like, thank you, I can finally get back to work.
Oh, damn, that's cool.
Finally get back to, like, working on my stuff. But, like, come on, bro, you should be working, you know?
Yeah, that's facts. You should be working without.
But I do appreciate, the nice comments. But yeah, I am coming back to YouTube this Tuesday, coming back with a video. And it was a nice break, even though I still thought about YouTube and creating, like, every day.
It's like a holiday break.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever, like, even when we went to Denver a couple weeks ago and I said that I wasn't thinking about it.
You were thinking about it?
I was thinking about it. It's like impossible for me not. I still have anxiety. Like, while I was on this quote-unquote break, I had anxiety of, like, not uploading and not being relevant. So
I think that's valid. Valid anxiety.
Do you think, I don't know if we talked about this last time or before, but do you think it's key for personalities or producers or anybody that uses social media to their advantage? Do you think it's important for them to always be on social media, posting, interacting, staying current, quote unquote? Is that important to keep your career floating, afloat?
I guess depending on the career you have.
Let's say a music producer, for example, then. Like, let's take Metro. Does he have to continually post on Instagram to be popping?
Nah. But that's like the kind of branding he's built up.
That he doesn't have to.
Yeah, that he doesn't have to. Hmm. Oh, there you go. That's what I want to be. I want to have that kind of brand. I don't have to post that often to stay relevant.
No, but he does, like, he has put in the work, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, he has been in the studio with all these people putting out albums, Gucci.
I guess when you do, it matters that when you do make content, it's good
content.
To carry over that you don't have to
J. Cole
create small
J. Cole, Kendrick. J. Cole is probably the best example of that.
Does he not tweet?
I mean, he does here and there. But there for a long time, he was like off Twitter and not saying anything.
I think
at
with
all.
this revenge rollout, he's been more active.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, more active than he's ever been.
It's
at
a
least
good idea.
In my... Wait, revenge... What do you mean?
Like he sends out like those invites to people and it says...
Oh,
like,
I don't think I've been seeing that.
Oh, okay. So like, I don't know. I'm not like the biggest, or I don't even want to say I'm like a fanatic of J. Cole or anything. Fuck, my bad. But he's been sending out like flyers to people that he wants to work with on the next album. So like...
Oh, like personal flyers.
Yeah. So it says like, you saw that revenge thing, right?
I think. Maybe not. No, I
okay,
don't
think
so.
Okay, well, there's like one flyer and it says revenge. And then at the very top, it'll say like who this one's towards to. Mm-hmm. And I saw one yesterday. I don't know if it was a joke, but it said Michael Cera.
Okay. and then they'll reply or whatever
they do just
after
post
that.
It on their social.
Gotcha.
So like, I already forgot who all posted it, but a lot of people have been posting it.
So, oh, okay, I get it. Okay, so you're saying he sends them a personal flyer and then if they want to post it, they will. But he doesn't post the flyer on his own social media.
He doesn't post the flyer. that he sent to them.
Yeah. Literally personal. It's like a personal invite. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Like, I would like for you to work on this.
Oh, that's fucking, that's leveraging your fucking
brand.
Yeah. 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 And your numbers for sure.
Yeah.
I think I would, I was doing that for a little bit. I remember when I would post a Twitter, I would make a beat, right? And then I would sample something that's relevant at the time. And then I would mention whoever I sampled.
Yeah.
Like one of the ones that worked for me, because I've done a lot of them, but the one of the ones that worked was this girl in Italy singing into a well.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That made waves.
Yeah. So she was singing into a well, sampled it, made a beat, and then I mentioned her on Twitter, and then she retweeted it. So it's kind of the same thing, but obviously on a smaller scale than J. Cole. But I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea. As I started seeing it like roll out, I was like, this is genius.
Damn. You still follow J. Cole?
No, I don't.
Oh, you just see it.
You just see it.
Can't hide.
I follow, like, I guess everyone who is he
you don't invites. Follow him because you don't think you're a fan or you're not a fan of Cole anymore?
Yeah, like, I don't want to, like, fake it or anything. Like, he doesn't post enough on his own pages to be all that interesting of a follow, so.
You know, it's funny, though. You have people that you don't want to follow anymore. Yeah. But still follow them.
Yeah. God.
Let's keep it consistent, dude. It's okay. One day we'll do a live. We'll fucking go. We'll
unfollow
stream.
Party.
Yeah, we'll stream. Ooh, that would be cool. Like, we invited a bunch of people to hop on a live stream, right? And we're like, all right, everybody, it's time to fucking unfollow everybody on your social media that you don't want to follow anymore. We're going to do it together. Because I'm sure there's people listening right now that where they're scrolling through their Instagram and they see something that they don't like and they're like, oh my God, I'm fucking tired of seeing this post from Slim Jimmy.
Oh, man. That's how Sway's looking at it. Sway looks at his Instagram. He's like, Jimmy posted today?
It was bound to happen, bro.
You guys saw on Twitter today, I think it's making its rounds right now, but Slim Jimmy hints at Ray Shremmerd splitting.
Yeah, man. I knew it was coming.
It was bound to happen because that's what everyone keeps talking about.
Yeah.
Shoving it down their face.
Do you think? Throat. Yeah. They just eat with their face.
Yeah, my bad.
It sucks that it's like, well, I knew it was going to be a big thing anyways. Like, regardless of if it ended well or if it ended bad, it was going to make waves on the internet. Because, like, they grew up in the limelight as a group, you know?
They're brothers.
Literally?
Yeah.
Literally. Like,
literally.
Blood brothers.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're brothers.
Oh, shit. Well, I hope they're okay. You don't know anything about it, do you?
There's not really that much detail about it. But I think, I'm pretty sure they're good.
They're just
deciding to split for now, I guess. I mean, what group hasn't split?
I guess that's true.
Right?
I think this is what's going to happen. They're going to take a little break. Sway is going to obviously be on more hits. Slim Jimmy's probably going to do a few features, maybe drop a solo album. Won't do as well as his brother, for sure.
Commercially.
It'll still do numbers. Still probably enough to do a tour on his own. I definitely think Sway is going to get picked up on a tour with somebody.
Yeah.
Drop an album.
I want to see him collab with someone.
Honestly, I think Sway could be one of the biggest pop stars. I'm not even saying hip-hop star. I think he could be a huge pop star.
That's a lot from you because you're not like...
Not a huge Sway fan. Sway but fan, I see it though.
He has star potential.
Yeah, he does. He's a handsome man. He has nice melodies.
Monkey.
He has a monkey.
Yeah. French has a monkey.
French has a monkey. Shit, that might be the move, bro. Get a monkey.
Yeah, that might have to be the move.
I think they have long nails, though.
Monkeys?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, me either.
Every time we see them at the zoo, all they do is throw, like, literal shit.
Yeah, it's just funny, though.
Throw feces.
Honestly, when we went to the zoo in Korea, I don't think I felt as bad as I thought I was going to feel. Because, you know, the only reason I didn't want to go to zoos is because, like, I didn't want to see animals in captivity, even though I know some zoos keep them in captivity because it does keep them alive longer than if they were to be in the wild.
Yeah, I think if the purpose of, like, whatever zoo is to educate and keep those specific animals alive and well, then that's cool.
But they never said they wanted to be alive longer.
That's true, man. We never asked them. Like, yo, you trying to live or
yeah, you can't,
what's
like,
the word?
You can't take a fucking survey of like, yo, y'all trying to live longer or what? You can hop in or we take care of you.
Throw shit here if you say yeah.
You ever see the dude in South Africa that takes care of lions?
Oh, yeah.
He is tight. Kevin Richardson?
It's like Big Cat.
Yeah.
God or something like that. Yeah.
Fucking cool.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah. Only dude that could, like, he's the only dude that they would trust. And
whispers
like,
to them. He probably smells like a lion.
You ever seen any of his videos? He has a YouTube channel.
Just sometimes of him getting tackled and shit.
Yeah. Like, they come up to him like he's the homie. Like, he's the family. He's family to them.
Who's more of a whisper, him or Brother Nature?
I don't even know that who that is.
Oh, that's the dude that, that's friends with Canela.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, that dude is funny.
Yeah.
He's going to collab with him and that dude. Fuck, I don't even know.
Him and Kevin Richards should collab, if that's his name.
They should.
Yeah.
I think he would get fucked up by the lions.
They make Canela and the lion meet.
Oh, that would be hard. Let's talk about Gordon Ramsay for a second.
Ooh.
You seen the trailer?
I saw, yeah, where he's like in a dream,
yeah,
or a nightmare, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really good. Good promo.
I'm wondering, because so Gordon, I don't know anything about Gordon Ramsay. I only know that he, you know, is hard on people in the kitchen, probably because he's a really incredible chef.
Yeah.
So he's deserved that right to, you know, speak out when need to be speaking out.
Yeah.
Spoken out. And, like, I always wonder if every meal for him has to be good, or does he settle for mediocre meals?
Does he expect greatness out of everything he eats?
Because he knows how to make food taste good. So is he gonna eat food that doesn't necessarily taste the best?
I think he is smart enough to kind of like temper expectations where he sees fit.
Mm. You think he makes all of his meals?
Nah. I'm sure he has a personal chef.
That's crazy. Yo, can you imagine being the personal chef to Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, you're like, I'm nice.
I'm nice at this. Yeah, I said all that because I'm wondering, because I don't think the Hot Ones wings are very good. I'm sure they're probably warm by the time they get to like the third or fourth wing.
Well, it's a known thing that in the early days the wings used to be cold, mm-hmm, because like they don't know what time people are going to show up or all that.
They've probably figured out a system.
Yeah, I think they figured out the system now. And someone said, I forgot, there was a chef before and they said, okay, well, the actual chicken itself is good. It's salted well. So like,
right, so it's a good piece of chicken.
Yeah, good chicken. I wonder if you think he'll survive the whole thing?
I think so. I think for some reason I see him as like, because he understands food on another level, he can understand heat on another level and deal with it differently than all of us.
That's fucking woke.
Yeah.
Real.
Wait,
food
of me
woke.
Or of Gordon?
Of Gordon.
Oh, fuck.
No, you're not woke.
Okay. It's like people who like, I don't know, do stage design at concerts. Like, they're watching concerts way different than how we're watching concerts. You know? They're like looking at how the lights are fucking
That's
built.
True.
And,
okay, what if you're like a music aficionado, right? And then you hear Blueface.
Okay.
And you're like, okay,
Sliding.
Okay. Like, I get that he's rapping offbeat, but then he catches up. So, like, do they understand the nuance of it and then appreciate it?
I guess that varies from person to person.
Because they're like, yo, I'm so musically woke, I kind of get what the fuck he's doing.
I would say,
even though it's mad different.
I think if they don't want to understand it, they're not going to. Like Zed and Mobamba. Yeah, Mobamba, how he said he doesn't understand it. He likes music that's more, what was his
He
exact
said,
quote?
Like, musical.
Yeah. Is that what his exact
Man, words? I don't know the exact quote, because he deleted
like
it.
Okay.
Coward.
So he said he didn't like Mobamba by Sheck West because it wasn't musical or whatever he said. And then the producers went out and backed him up. And Mike Dean even co-signed the backup.
Yeah.
And said like, yo, these are the chord. This is the chord progression, which I don't think was necessary at all. I do think we talked about this before, but I don't think them speaking out and like saying the chord progression and talking about the musicality behind it was necessary. Because in like, what's there to justify?
I think they're trying to justify the thought that of Zed thinking that they don't know what they were doing when it was 100% intended to make it this way.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. I take back what I said then. That is
right.
A good justification move, I guess.
Yeah, and then he deleted it because he's a coward.
Fuck. So you can. Oh, but you could still see Daytrip's tweets, right?
Oh yeah, you can see Daytrip's and Mike Dean's tweets about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's to say something is not musical and not like it because it's not musical. I think that's dumb because I think everything can be musical if you look at it a certain way.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be fucking like a crazy ass like chord changes here and there, fucking key change,
yep.
Fucking change the tempo to like 16 ninths.
If it works, it works.
Yeah, if it works, if it sounds good, it sounds good. And if you don't get it, that's your fault. It's not the music's fault. It's always your fault if you don't like the music.
Fuck, that's so true. That kind of hits close to home.
Yeah, because there's a lot of songs that you don't like, right?
And like I'm like, I don't want to like them.
Right, you just refuse to like it. I feel you. There are a lot of songs that I don't understand. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Like,
yeah.
Why is it popping?
Like, well, how come this is popping? Now I'm just not going to like it just because of that.
I do like a majority of the pop songs that are coming out, though. I'm not like, aside from a few here and there, but I do, for the most part, like what's coming out.
Of pop music.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I enjoy the sound. I like the structure. I understand the structure, and it's very simple, and it's catchy.
I don't even know if I could say I agree or not, because, like...
You don't really know?
I don't know. I don't be knowing these things. Like,
it's funny,
I think,
like,
I was late to Thank You Next.
You don't be knowing? But then when that song comes out in public, it's like, you know it, though.
Oh, that's wild.
Like, you know, I'm sure you know a couple Taylor Swift songs that you didn't intentionally want to know. But you know them when it comes on.
Yeah, I'm sure I do. Even though I can't name them off top.
Yeah, that's wild to me.
That's big time,
though. That's fucking being woke right there.
Yeah.
We're fucking woke. Yo, is Uzi he done, man. Bro? Is he quitting music?
I hope not. I hope my boy doesn't quit. You saw the Instagram story?
Yeah.
So Uzi posted yesterday, and it's not even the first time that he has mentioned something about it, but that he wants to quit and he's deleting everything. I think it's because of label issues. Okay. But I hope he doesn't quit.
Yeah, that would... I mean, I'm not even a huge Uzi fan, but for him to say something like that and for him to, like, even want to delete everything, like,
right.
Delete everything.
I don't think he will.
I don't think he will either. I think it's a little... I don't know the situation, but I'm going to just say it's a little dramatic to post like that and say, yeah. Like, yo, I love all the fans, but I'm going to delete all my music. I don't know. I definitely think that was an in the moment thing.
Definitely an in the moment thing. I think that the only evidence I have to, like, he won't quit music is literally everyone besides Joe Budden that has announced that they're going to quit music has not quit music.
Right.
Even like Malice didn't quit music, or like Mace didn't quit music.
Yeah.
Jay-Z came back from retirement four
times.
Plenty
of times. Yeah.
So
it's a weird thing to announce that you're never going to make music again.
Rappers love doing that.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird, right? They love to say that they're not going to make any more music. And then like fucking 5 years later, I think it's always like, if you make music and it's just in you and
yeah,
you just have to create, like, it's going to come out. Like,
yeah.
Maybe you won't feel like it for a year, 2 years, 3 years, but that fourth year you'll be itching.
Yeah. Someone's going to invite you out and you'll be like, you know what? I still got it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's day one without Uzi, and I'm already feeling his presence.
Yeah, gone.
Gone.
It's like he died.
Fuck.
20 minutes is my shit, though. I love that song.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Uzi song. That's the best song on the album.
Really good really good beat by
Honorable C-Note.
Honorable C-Note.
Shout out to my guy. Super fucking...
Super funny.
Super funny.
Super good.
Yeah, he's really good. His storytelling when he's talking about his beats is fucking hilarious.
He also did a Dark Knight demo.
If you haven't seen the behind the beat for... I'm sorry. The deconstructed video of Honorable C-Note breaking down Dark Knight demo, you need to watch it.
Must watch.
Fucking... It's really good. One of my favorite Genius videos.
That's what the series is called, right?
Deconstructed? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
They actually just released one for Thank You Next.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you like that song?
I do like the song.
Me too.
I think because I watched it with the video, it helped me like it fast.
Mm. So that was one of your first.
The first time listening to the song was because of the video, and like I like Mean Girls, so.
Nice. I didn't know you were a Mean Girls.
Mean Girls guy.
Aficionado.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Are you?
Cult following of
them. Do you like it because they're hot?
I mean, it's probably like the third reason why.
The third reason?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the first one?
It's funny. It's funny, and I think the jokes are written well, and everyone acts well. So
yeah,
good.
Lindsay Lohan. Whoa. Lindsay Lohan. Han. Han. Right?
Don't mess with the Lohan.
Lohan. Lohan. Yeah. Okay. Lindsay. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I've been feeling like I've been foul a little bit lately.
Yo, I feel that.
Yeah, but Lindsay Lohan does a really good job in that movie.
Yeah, she does do a really good job. And I think she originally auditioned for Rachel McAdams' part.
On About Time?
I mean, nah, because Rachel McAdams is
Regina George. Oh, got you. So she, okay, I see what you're saying.
But then they found, after the audition, they found that they both worked as the other person, yeah. And it came out well.
Cause, damn, that would have been that would have been fire too, though, if it was the other way around. And yeah. Rachel McAdams was like more of the star.
Yeah,
so bad. Big forehead, don't mind.
You know what? I used to have a problem with big foreheads.
Really?
Or like man, a problem like, sounds serious, yeah. But like it used to be not my taste.
Right.
But I don't know, man. You know, that's the power of Rihanna. She could just change however you feel about foreheads.
Honestly, I'm gonna give you a little hot take right here.
Wow, I think I already know what it is. Go ahead.
Okay, fuck. I don't want anything to be revoked right now. Like, I don't want my man card to be revoked.
This shit is getting taken down off YouTube.
I don't want to be taken off YouTube. I don't want to be fucking, I don't want to just burn and fucking combust.
Go ahead.
I don't think Rihanna is that fine.
God damn. If there was a worse time to have a hot take. I didn't know this about him.
Yeah.
Everyone that's listening. Sorry.
Okay.
We'll talk later.
She has a very, very nice body. Okay. I love thick Rihanna. Okay. I can respect thick Rihanna. I would definitely smash in a heartbeat. Face levels, though, I'm not really the biggest fan.
Okay. So, okay. Here, let me just try to
convince you.
No. So you do like Rihanna.
I like her.
But maybe you find that like this hype around Rihanna and how she's bad girl Riri is a little too much.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't want to say she's overhyped though.
Because she's bad.
It just feels like a cop out to say she's overhyped. Like I feel like that's just a cop out when you don't like something, but you can't explain why you don't like something and just say it's overhyped.
Oh, I feel you.
I think that's why I tried to explain. Nice body, face levels. Not.
I think she's beautiful.
Well, you know what? When she fucking watches this, y'all can get together, and I'll get with Lauren. I'm kidding.
Oh, damn.
Sorry.
What a turn of events. All right, time for one of my topics.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, have you heard the new Bahad Bahabi song?
Bahad Bahabi is Bad Baby.
Bad Baby, a.k.a. Catch Me Outside.
Yeah.
She has a new song with Tory Lanez.
Okay.
And it's fucking good. Bangs.
Does it?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Cultural appropriation. I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. I don't know. It's called, I think it's called Something Savage.
Okay.
Really bad title, but like
nice.
The song bangs.
But it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Is Tory singing on it?
No, he's rapping. And he's like, I like rapping Tory. That's my favorite version of Tory.
I'm not a big fan of singing. Like, I think he can come up with some pretty good melodies when he's singing, but I do prefer the rapping Tory.
Yeah, like I like his really big singing song.
Say It?
Yeah, Say It's really good.
Say It is my shit.
There's some songs off of his now 5 or so chicks tapes, mixtapes that are good. But I prefer rapping Tory.
Yeah, but the new song is fire. I gotta listen to it.
Yeah, it's fucking good.
Fucking savage, yo.
Makes me laugh just thinking about it.
Is there a music video for it?
Yeah, there is.
Is that what you watched first?
Yeah, I saw the clip of it on Twitter.
Nice. I gotta watch it. Maybe I'll think it's fire too. Maybe we might have to go to a Bad Baby concert.
Yo,
that would be funny.
I'm down.
Yeah, I would low-key be down.
Bad Baby, sponsor the fucking pod. Yeah,
dude, Bad Baby, fucking pull up your shirt, dude.
Damn. Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God, we're going to get R. Kelly'd.
we're going to get R. Kelly'd. Okay, sorry, I'm not going to talk about that. Do you think Travis Scott is what Young Thug should have been?
Yes.
Gulps. Oh, really?
And this is where like we start to explain it. So Travis Scott is what Young Thug should have been. And I say that in the way that the space in like the sound of right now that Travis occupies, I think Young Thug should at least be sharing that spot. Mm-hmm. But like because of like the way that their I guess careers are splitting, Young Thug isn't really in that space.
You would say he's under Travis. Like he's not.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
So Travis is like the leader of this sound, pushing it.
Yeah.
And Thug is kind of just as a subgenre of
he's not,
Travis.
Yeah, he's not really pushing it anymore. He was pushing it when he kind of came is out it, in like 14, 15.
Is he not pushing it because he's not putting out music anymore?
Or? No, he's definitely putting out music. He came out with like 2 or 3 tapes last year.
But the songs are not.
They're not pushing sound.
Gotcha.
Like it was before. And there are a lot of people that are like coming off of the Young Thug sound, like Gunna and Lil Baby, but I don't know, man. He's just not up there with Trav right now.
I think when I first read this tweet or whatever it was, a headline or whatever the fuck I read, I think I was reading it as Young Thug should be Travis Scott. Like he should be Travis Scott. Like you know how J-Lo kind of took on Selena's career as people say.
Dang. What a completely different interpretation.
I thought that's how I interpreted it. Like Travis Scott became what Young Thug should have been. Like so if Young Thug were to blow up, he should be where Travis is and Travis should be you know what I mean? That's what I interpreted it as.
Gotcha.
But do you think that's true?
No.
You think Travis is rightfully
there? Yeah.
Let's talk about the Super Bowl thing real quick. I think that's interesting.
Is that even confirmed?
I don't know if it's confirmed, but from the last thing I read, Travis Scott is supposed to do the Super Bowl show and people are upset. Why are people upset?
Because of the controversy that the NFL consistently stays in as far as the right to protest and everything.
Do you think it's right to crucify Travis though for just doing what's right for his career and like being on like one of the biggest platforms?
I don't know. It's hard for me to say as a super biased stan.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking right now, like let my guy rock. Right. But I could definitely see myself like let's just use Cole. If he decided to do it, right? And then I would probably come out saying, dang, for someone that likes to speak out against, like, injustices, here he comes supporting the NFL.
Right, right, right. Okay, I could see that. But Travis has never come out saying, like...
He's not really the most politically spoken artist right now, so...
I feel it. Yeah. So it wouldn't... Like, he's not even contradicting himself, because he's never really publicly said anything about the NFL or about people protesting or any of that.
Right.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm biased too because I am a Travis fan. So let my man get his bag, dude. Like let him
perform. And he's not even Maroon 5.
He's not even. But the thing that really kind of like grinds my gears is that he's not even saying anything about protesting or about social injustices. He's not even speaking out on that, and he's not even. He's not involved in that. He's just doing the show. But by him doing the show, it shows that he doesn't support the movements that are going on. Is that right?
I think
he's in the show?
Yeah.
He's showing that he doesn't support the movement.
By doing it.
I don't know, man. I mean, I guess.
I mean, who knows? Like, first off, let's just backtrack real quick. It's not even confirmed that he's going to do it.
Okay.
But let's say he does do it, right? And we don't know if he's going to hop up on stage and just kneel the whole time. That'd be wild.
That's true. We don't know if he's going to fucking kneel the whole time.
He's like stage dives and like just kneeling.
Is that going to make everyone happy? if he's fucking kneeling the whole time.
Yeah, they might pull him off stage.
He's just fucking kneeling.
We want a show.
Yeah. What do you think he's going to perform if he does do it?
Yeah, they should bring the roller coaster.
Ooh.
And he just like roller coasters the whole stadium.
He's kneeling on the roller coaster.
What song you think he'll do?
I don't know. Goosebumps? No, then he'd have to bring Kendrick out. I guess not necessarily.
Yeah, no, because Adam Levine will just do that.
Oh my God. I think I would not support Travis ever if he agreed to do that. He agreed. Like Adam Levine is up there doing Kendrick's verse.
Yeah.
I think I'm done being a Travis fan.
That'd be so cool.
I think he could do it too.
Who, Adam Levine?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on The Voice for like 4 seasons, so yeah. I think he could do I think he could rap.
Yeah. He could rappity rap a little bit.
He could rappity rap. I mean, he did do Heard Him Say.
Oh. Wow.
Beautiful hook.
Fucking great song.
Great song. Great
best
video.
Best song on the album, Late Ooh. Registration. Because what else was on Late Registration?
I might have to agree. Agree. What else on Late Registration? Diamonds?
The fuck?
Jesus Walks?
No, Jesus Walks was on College Dropout.
Oh, my fault. My fault, Jesus.
My bad, G.
Jesus Walks Actually, so we could run.
It's not even my bad, G. It's
my bad, J.
My bad, J.
I got you.
Let's talk about one more thing before we close this out, and that is...
We probably have more, but... What?
Yeah, no, I was just trying to make it a little dramatic. So this is something that we wanted to talk about, or I wanted to talk about last night, but I wanted to save it for the pod, and that is significant others sleeping in different rooms. What do you think about that?
I feel like... Significant others sleeping in separate rooms shows a disconnect in the relationship.
Okay, so outside looking in perspective.
Outside looking in, because I am fucking single.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like y'all don't really fuck with each other heavy enough to sleep in the same room.
Okay, so here's what I think. Well, is that what you're?
I mean, you were thinking of this, so yeah. You could go ahead and I'll.
So here's my thing. I always felt the same as you.
Okay.
If significant others, especially married couples, are sleeping in separate rooms, it shows that their relationship might not be doing well, right? Because they want to sleep away from each other.
Yeah.
But when I heard on Casey Neistat's podcast a while ago of him and his wife sleeping in separate rooms for very valid reasons, like somebody snores too loud. When one person moves, the other person wakes up because they're a light sleeper. And stuff like that. Like stuff that has to do with sleeping and being interrupted while sleeping.
Okay.
So while their marriage might be cool, their sleeping situations have to be separate because they enjoy their sleep and they want to still have a good night's sleep.
You think they just smash in the daytime?
I think they could have a dedicated room to smash.
That sounds so rich.
Right?
Yeah.
Or not even just...
Y'all meet you in the smash room.
I don't know. And I always felt weird about couples doing that too. But now, seeing it from that perspective, I think I prefer that. Because I do like to move around a lot on my bed. You know? Before I sleep, I probably move at least a minimum of like 20 times. 20 positions before I fully sleep.
Yeah, rubbing and your fucking nuts.
And we've slept together...
On many Airbnbs.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, you do move around.
So I
to my detriment. Yeah.
Do you think if you and your wife had a stable relationship, you guys, you know, talked about everything, over communicated everything, you guys were, you know, one in one, would you sleep in separate rooms?
Maybe if she was a snorer. But if I was a snorer, I wouldn't accept it.
She wants to sleep away from you, but you don't want it.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Just because I'm snoring? But like if she was fucking up my sleep, and I'd be like, yo, I'm gonna be right over there.
I feel you. So you would sleep in separate rooms from me, in a separate
for
room.
You from you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck.
Hell yeah. If it doesn't have to be on the same bed, then I'm not gonna be on the same bed.
You didn't want to sleep next to me in Denver, though.
I did not. So I put my AirPods on when I was laying on the ground. I was just like,
but he didn't want to be. He didn't want this. You didn't want the sleepover to end. Essentially, that's why we slept next to each other.
What the fuck? Is that why I slept over there?
I don't know. I thought that's we wanted to keep having fun.
I did want to keep having fun.
Oh.
But okay. I was the only one that wanted to drink.
What? I mean,
let the facts be facts.
Nah, but we did.
I drank the most.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Okay, maybe like one shot over me and that was it.
Still more. Jesus. Doesn't matter whether you win by an inch or a mile.
Oh, God. Are you The Rock?
Isn't that Vin Diesel? Toretto?
I don't think he says that. No, it just sounded like Rock, The Rock.
Oh.
Yeah, shout out to The Rock. I don't really fuck with like the motivational shit, but I think he's a cool ass dude. I'm not really into like motivational quotes. Like, I think they're cool once in a while.
You're like the biggest Gary Vee fan I know.
Yeah, I do love Gary Vee, but I think his are less. I'm not a big fan of the.
You think motivational quotes can be cringy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, I think because they're always spoken in such like broad, cliche terms.
Yeah.
Whereas. But Gary Vee kind of says like it specifically, and yeah. It just cuts through like that.
Yeah, I'm not a very broad kind of guy, you know.
Yeah, you definitely zone in on this, and I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
Two different kinds of people in this world.
Me and them.
Well, I was gonna say me and you, but like
yeah.
I guess I'll be them.
Let's go, dude. Did we talk about everything that we wanted to talk about?
I don't really want to talk about Logan Paul.
Ooh. Facing backlash after saying he'll go gay for a month.
It's a funny headline.
Yeah, it's a funny headline. We just pulled up some headlines earlier and tried to see what we can come up with. I think that's... Okay, here's my thing about Logan Paul. Everyone fucking hates him. I get it.
He's annoying.
He's annoying, yeah. But I do respect the hustle.
Yeah, I mean, I could say that too.
I respect the hustle. Like, my man, like, built something, you know? People can argue like, oh, he just fucking built it on YouTube. But like, that shit is not easy.
It's not easy.
Like, go try and build a successful YouTube channel.
Yeah.
That shit is, it's hard.
If everyone could do it, then they'd do it.
Then they'd do it. I think that's the, because, you know, some people, there's such a stigma to saying that you're a YouTuber. Because like, people are like, what the fuck do you even do? You know?
Yeah, I wonder how I would view it if I didn't know you.
Yeah, like, I'm sure you would think, like, oh, it's like a cool little side thing, but what are you going to do after? What are you going to do with your degree?
Like, modeling or something.
Because I got that question yesterday. Somebody was like, oh, are you still in college? And I was like, no, I graduated.
At the party?
Yeah. And they're like, what are you doing now? I was like, oh, I make YouTube videos. And it might be the way I say it. It might, like, because I casually say it.
Yeah,
oh,
maybe
I make
you just, like, want to be low-key about it.
Yeah, I do want to be. I don't want to be like, I'm a YouTuber. You know? But I do think people are like, they think it's like some cool little like play shit that I just do on the side. You know, with these
when
fucking lights.
There's people making real money out here.
Yeah, fucking real money.
More than working at McDonald's.
Influencer money is real. Yeah, working at McDonald's is not the move. Actually, I didn't go to McDonald's recently, but when I passed by, I still saw people through the drive-thru that I saw.
That you worked
that
with?
That I worked with, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Still working there.
That's cool. I mean, I guess they enjoy it to a certain extent.
I don't think so.
No? You could recall the conversations.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I still got to make rent.
Mm-hmm. It's a... And I don't know why... Like, I really honestly don't know why people feel like they're stuck in that situation. Because you can elevate if you want.
Yeah, if you want. If you want something better for yourself, you'll go do it.
It does take a lot of work. Yo, how do people do 3 hours of a podcast? Joe Rogan? That's why he's the highest paid fucking
And he does it by himself.
Yeah, by himself.
Him and Jamie.
Well, yeah, him and Jamie. But he's running the shit. He's running the show, bro. Like, he does the whole fucking 3 hours. Maybe takes a pee once.
Once, yeah. And yeah, I see him only punch in like once.
No, but I do think it might be a little bit easier to do a podcast with somebody that you don't know, because then it's kind of like you guys can touch on topics that you've never talked about before.
But
like,
he still does it with people he does know.
Joey Diaz.
Joey Diaz is on every week, and they always talk about different stuff.
Dude is fucking hilarious. Joey Diaz has the best accent / voice.
That's the New York guy.
Yeah, he's the guy.
My guy.
And he can speak Spanish. I got the teacher rips right up.
Yo, I don't know why, but I always have burps when we start to record.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's
probably because the way I talk is like more suppressed, and then I just got a burp.
Are you a suppressed ass dude?
Suppressing my feelings for you.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So you have some feelings
for me. Hell no.
You guys heard it here first. Jay got some fucking feelings for me. Yeah. Just in case, if you made it all the way this to this part of the podcast, I'm very surprised. This is 45 minutes of just Jay and I talking. If you didn't know, Jay and I are like, we're family. He's my cousin.
Yeah, we're cousins.
Hence the name, Family Mart Podcast. So a little fun fact for those. If you're new and you tuned in all the way to minute 45,
thank you. Congrats.
Congrats.
Yeah, it's a fucking task to make it this far. But I wonder if people are actually learning anything listening to this.
I would hope so.
Actually, you know what? I don't even think that's the goal of this pod, like to teach or anything.
To teach, yeah.
I think it's just to
it's just to pass time.
I think it's just to like be in conversation.
Yeah. It's cool to do it, and it's also really cool to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Like when you're doing something and to have something on in the background to listen to, you know? I love driving and listening to podcasts.
Yep.
Putting away my laundry and listening to podcasts. Yep. Like doing my morning routine and listening to podcasts. It makes things more enjoyable, especially on days where pods get uploaded. Like I look forward to listening to the pod while doing something.
It's kind of like being in a conversation without having to chime in while you're doing something.
Mm-hmm. You just listen.
Yeah.
Because people love to eavesdrop. So this is like eavesdropping at its finest.
It's staticking. Are we going to close out?
Yeah.
So with that being said, bye. Thanks for tuning in as always. Stuff in the works for both of us soon. And peace.
Thank you guys for tuning in. See you guys next time. 6 a.m. PST. Don't miss it because we're not going to miss you. Peace.
I might miss him.
Yeah, fuck.
All right.
I'm going to miss him. Bye.
Okay, bye.